This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. As strong winds blow across the state, parts of southern Colorado are experiencing high fire danger. Gusts could be as strong as 50 miles per hour across much of the Front Range, including Metro Denver. And in Colorado Springs, Pueblo, and parts of the Southeast Plains, a red flag warning is in effect until 6 o'clock tonight. That's due to strong winds, low humidity, and warm temperatures. Meanwhile, I-70 over Vail Pass was closed for a time this morning due to blowing snow. The road has since reopened. A new report shows falling crime rates in Colorado Springs as crime in the city of Denver and statewide is on the rise. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The report from the conservative-leaning Common Sense Institute examined crime statistics from 2010 to 2022. Crime in Colorado Springs fell almost 10% overall in that period. Researchers attribute the lower crime to more spending. In 2022, the Colorado Springs Police Department spent about 73% more per resident than it did in 2010. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Some Colorado lawmakers want to increase price transparency on apps like Lyft and Uber Eats. A new bill would require rideshare and food delivery companies to display that information for both the driver and customer. Democratic Representative Stephanie Vigil is a main sponsor. She's also a food delivery driver.
The information here is the most powerful piece. And if the app company gets to have it and they get to hide it from us as they see fit, then we have a problem, consumers and workers alike.
The bill is awaiting an initial hearing. It's expected to get pushback from tech companies. And snow will continue to fall in Vail today with a winter weather advisory in effect there until 6 tonight. Denver will see a chance for snow tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.